Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Nice and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Well, it's gotta be love because it's a new year. And it's this moment of love right now here on Max and Friends. If it's your first time tuning in, I thank you for being part of the show. Welcome to Max and Friends. I'm here 9 years this May. I know, 9 years. Well, you can find me on Twitter at Max Tucci, so tweet me there. You know why it's gotta be love? Because a dear friend of mine is joining us tonight on Max and Friends. And before I get into telling you who that is, what are you all doing right now to live in this moment? Right now. Last week, we had a great show with Gordana Biernat and Valerie Love, and we talked about living fully now and what it means to live fully now. So hashtag live fully now. Let me know what you're doing to live fully now. What brings you joy? What brings you bliss? What brings you to that moment of just sheer happiness? Let me know. So tonight here on Max and Friends, my friend, the one and only, Lena Bradford is going to be joining me. And Lena Bradford grew up in New York City across the street from famed Carnegie Hall on the Upper West Side. Her career in entertainment began at an early age as a dancer. She studied modern ballet, tap, and jazz for 11 years and performed in several companies throughout New York. Well, those same moves, you know what? She learned in rehearsals became part of her signature style when she began her DJ career by performing throughout the gritty East Village scene. She travels throughout Europe, appearing in Sardinia, Saint-Tropez, and Paris. Accolades soon came rolling in, including DJ of the Year and Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys and Sage Innovator. DJ Lena is often seen hosting the biggest private parties from New York City to Europe and everywhere in between. Even with all her accomplishments, she feels as if she's just beginning to hit her stride. And she says, "I've never felt more sexy and solidified in my life. This is by far the most beautiful spot I've been in." Well, those are some quotes from DJ Lena. That is on her site. Go right there right now, djlena.com. I can't do scripted things, so that's why I'm just like, my flow got interrupted because I'm about being natural and natural. Well, speaking of natural, the divine and one and only, my friend Lena Bradford joins us tonight here on Max and Friends. Pull up your mic, Lena.
Oh, Max, hi, baby.
Just keep on laughing, girl.
Oh, honey. It is such a pleasure to be here with you. And you are just so amazing at everything that it is that you do, from your philanthropy and just bringing people together. That's why you and I, aside from working together, have become brother and sister. I love you, and I love your hustle, baby.
I love you more. And you know what? Like attracts like. So that's just the realness.
Amen.
Of that. Ain't that
Amen.
The truth? Right?
And honey, listen, let me send a shout out to your mama, Gina. Hey, Gina.
Gina Tay.
I love Max mama. Damn, Gina.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, you have definitely found a place.
Gina too, sugar.
Right? Well, you have found a place in all of our hearts. That's for true. You know.
Oh, my God. I can't.
I love the little dog barking in the background. Tell us who that
oh,
is.
Oh, can you hear? My kids always want to be up in it. It's my two Yorkies. Paco and Isla, please. Mommy's on the radio.
Wow. How does it feel to be on the radio? Throwback.
I've done summer. Oh.
TBS to radio.
Shazam.
Well, speaking
this is
of
my
TBS.
My first time at the rodeo, sugar.
I'm sure. Well, you know what? There's so much that you do. And I really, where do you find the time to do everything that you do?
Well, you know what? I've always said I'll rest in my afterlife. I was put on this earth always to be a vessel of positive energy and light and to entertain people. You know, I'm an only child. So I growing up playing with my Barbies and my friends, I've just always been about making people feel happy and comfortable, because honestly, that's my enrichment in life and what makes me feel like relevant.
and well, let's go back to growing up. Let's start at the beginning, the genesis of Lena. Let's go to the genesis of Lena. So growing up in New York, what did the streets of New York, how did they form you into being who you are today?
Well, not only the streets, but, you know, I come from a long lineage of strong Ram Aries women. We're all Aries and very spiritual witches. I grew up, you know, very spiritual. And for me, leaving the nest, it was really about being solidified and dipped in chocolate with who I am. And I mean that in Lena way, but being solidified and comfortable in my skin and knowing who I was. So when I went out the door, no one could ever come for me or make me feel otherwise because I knew who I was. And I knew from an early age, you know, I embraced that and I had that strength. So going outside, I always knew that, you know, not everyone would be thinking the same way that I did, nor do I need them to, but I just knew that I was comfortable and I was excited about starting my life and speaking to other people who necessarily didn't speak like me, but did speak like me, but just kind of saying, you know what, you can walk away from this experience and feel like, you know what, I may have not have gotten what she was trying to say or who she was, but she was really pleasant and lovely about that. And when she could have completely gone to a different direction, because I come from the school of, you know, it takes more energy to be boogie, ugly, and nasty than it does to be nice, because we're born nice, honey, and all the rest of it is taught.
It's something we learn. Well, who is the real Lena Bradford?
The person that speaks and does everything that it is that I do. There's no persona that's put on. You know, I've known from the get-go who I was, so I never looked up to anyone to admire or assimilate. You know, it was my grandmother and my mother, all the strong Aries women. That's what my strength came from. Therefore came, you know, the life that was meant to be Lena. You know, I knew that I was put here to, you know, serve a purpose and make people happy. Those two cherubs, thank the Lord, you know, for guiding me in my direction and keeping me away from the dark. That's who Lena is. And that's with everything that it is that I do, you know, from my intellect to my goofiness, it's all Lena. There's nothing put on.
It's all Lena. Now, you had mentioned Barbies, and that's a big thing in your life, Barbie. I mean, to the point where you have a show now in the dollhouse with Lena, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But what did Barbie represent to you, and what is this soul connection you have with Barbie?
That's a good question, Maxina. Again, like I said, growing up only child, you know, I've been collecting Barbie since the age of four. And, you know, when I wasn't with cousins or friends, you know, Barbie has always and will still always be my girl. You know, I was able to create, you know, design clothes for my dolls, design scenarios. And it's funny because I look back at all the scenarios that I would put my dolls in when I was playing, and it's like I kind of lived it out. It's kind of almost like it was foreshadowing.
And you consciously created that.
Yeah, you know, or maybe the divine being did, you know?
Right. You are the divine being.
I'm sorry?
I said you are the divine being.
Oh, Blanche. I have always had Barbies in my home. Sometimes it spilled over into my storage space because I didn't want my whole home to be cluttered. But I'm blessed enough to have a really big, beautiful home, and I have a whole room dedicated just to, you know, Barbies, and that's where the dollhouse is filmed, in my Barbie dream room.
Now, what was your first Barbie?
It was one of the early ones from the 50s, bestowed upon me from my grandmother. So, it was like one of the first ones.
Was there a story that your grandmother gave you before she presented you Barbie?
Her and I have always had this way of speaking without saying words. And I mean, my grandmother and my aunt and my mom also collected. So it was kind of like, you know, a handed down scenario. But, I knew it was special. And I was just like, wait a minute. And even as a child, I was like, I looked at these dolls, but they weren't really dolls to me. They were like little miniature time capsules of avatars. I knew that from a kid. Like, I was so complex and then not so much, if that makes any sense. You know, I could look at them and I could be like, ooh, well, this one is giving me that. I'm going to go there with her. Like, she would be my Egyptian moment, or she would be on the Nile. And I was always attracted to Egyptian culture. I would always draw cartoons and figures on my school books of Asian Egyptian women with like these beautiful slanted eyes. And I would always remember, like, putting my dolls in Egyptian scenarios, and even before an Egyptian Barbie was ever made. But I was always about a scenario and putting together things that I felt like maybe I'd been in my past life. I've just always been dialed into the satellite dish that is my spirituality, and that went into my Barbie. So I looked at them differently than just whatever somebody would say as far as being rubber or plastic. You know, it was never that for
is
me.
Is that what they're made out of?
No, not mine. Because I believe, honey, when I turn off the lights, those bitches come to life.
What was your most recent Barbie?
A dear friend of ours, Whoopi Goldberg, for Christmas and Hanukkah, gave me the Lady Gaga monster doll, and also the new Mona doll from Disney.
Look at you with your collection. So how many do you think you have now in your collection, or have you lost count?
Well, the last time I counted was like over 500 and something, but it's been a long time since I've counted.
When is Mattel cutting you a check for all this advertisement?
Well, it's not just Mattel. It's a little bit of everything. But yeah, obviously Mattel does, you know, represent my life, but also Kenar, Darcy Dow, and Tuesday Taylor, which is Ideal, you know. Share dolls and whatnot. So, you know, not all of them are necessarily Mattel, but there is a huge contingency of Mattel. So I want to represent for all the plastic bitches.
So I'm just picturing you now sitting in this Barbie, dream Barbie room. When
I
did,
am, actually.
Are you? And what are you wearing? Silk, probably.
Today's
nothing.
Today, I'm actually wearing an off-the-shoulder gray t-shirt that says Brooklyn with and that's it.
Well, you know, I love that you brought up t-shirts, because for all you tuning in tonight, my guest is Lena Bradford. You can go right now to djlena.com and also go to shop.djlena.com, because they can get t-shirts with Lena-ish on them. I love those t-shirts.
Oh my god, it's one-stop shopping here. You are a pimp.
Ryan, listen, as long as you produce, I'll be the pimp.
Oh, hey. It sounds like a 50 Cent song.
Right? It is. So,
this is a candy shop.
You are the candy shop. So, you know what? You have, like, your own dictionary. Before we get into the whole reason of In the Dollhouse with Lena, explain to us the Lena dictionary, because you've already called me Maxina and Gina and all this stuff, and people are like, what does this mean for those of you who haven't heard you before on the level that I have known you as for so long? So what is this dictionary, and where did it come from?
Well, you know, coming from my planet Isla, and that's also one of my Yorkie's name, there's Ishes, Inas, Eddas, Itrix, and blah, blah, blah. So Lenish, which is another alter ego of Lena. And let's see, there's Edda, like, let's see, let me put a perfect sentence together. So Latrix, which means later, I'm going to go to the club, and then I'm going to go see Salt and Pepper Sheena. So sometimes there'll be people who will be a Sheena, and some people will be an Ina, and then there's some people who will be an Edda. Like, you are very sex Edda.
Are you all following?
not, honey. Go to the website, sugar.
Go to the website for more information of the Lena dictionary.
So, and also, too, when you come to the dollhouse, too, it'll give you a little something.
Well, the dollhouse is what we're here for, because just January 12th, this coming week, In the Dollhouse with Lena, you have season 2. Season 1 was so much fun. Bevy Smith, Carson Kressley, Brian Atwood. Who else was on the show season 1? That was a good season.
Yeah. Beth Ann Hardison, Bevy Smith, like you said, Brian Atwood, Shaquita.
Shaquita.
Season 1. Yeah, it was a real... Robert Verti, Carson Kressley, as you said.
You just had a chock full of Lena.
Gina Rosario, she was on. It was amazing. And I was so blessed that, you know, when I put this show together, I thought of all the people that I wanted behind the scenes to be a part of the show. And when I did, it was just really beautiful just to see them, you know, say, you know what, whatever you have in store, we would love to be a part of. And then I put together like a list of like maybe 80 people that I wanted to like, you know, have on the sofa. And they were all like, Lena, we're there for you. So then I just started putting together, and I took the time and I let it speak to me. And bam, it's just been so beautiful to see the way that it has come out because it is exactly the way that I saw it in my head and actually a little bit better. Thank you, Paco.
So now, what was the birth of In the Dollhouse with Lena? How did that all start to marinate?
Well, you know, I've always wanted to. I mean, and I've always...
Okay, Barbara. I've always wanted to do a show.
You know, and all my friends know. I mean, we have scenarios where we always feel like we're on a talk show. So you can, you know that aside from, you know, business Max Adda. Mm-hmm. But I've always known that, you know, as a child or whatever, like in playing with my dolls, that it's always been a kind of a talk show scenario. And I always knew that when I would have the time and that it would present itself, I would do that. So, you know, after a 10-year rain out on Fire Island, which was amazing and legendary because that place is absolutely a satellite dish for just the most beautiful things if you are open to it.
Creation.
And I was blessed enough to, you know, be a part of the soundtrack and visual of the Fire Island Pines for the last 10 years. But I knew going into it the year before when I had left that that was my last season there. I've had this timer in me that's always known when to go to the next direction in my life. Mm-hmm. So then after the season was over, I took the whole winter. I didn't go back over to Europe because that's where I usually spent most of my winters. Working and living, I took the winter off and I said, you know what, I'm going to let the next moment in my life speak for me. Mm-hmm. And it did. And that's when the Dollhouse came to me and I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And we shot, I took, what was it, November and December to, you know, brainchild it together. And then I think that by mid-January, we were ready to start shooting. And then we started shooting mid-January to February and shot 8 episodes.
Did you used to interview your Barbie dolls?
Oh, always. And honey, you know me, I interview my friends, but just always as a cackle and a kiki. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, watching In the Dollhouse with Lena season one, there's such a natural vibe that you give off. And it's just beautiful because obviously, you know, everyone is your friend that comes on the show. So you have such a strong connection with them and people feel really comfortable because you ask some really in-depth questions where it's just like a natural flow with Lena.
Well, you know, thank you, sweetheart. And that's a testament to, you know, how I was brought up. And when I left the egg, you know, I've always wanted people to feel comfortable. So even if people didn't understand things, I've always had a way of making people feel comfortable. And I am a people person and I don't believe that you should ever be a part of quote unquote, the self-help industry, whatever type of industry that you're in, if you're not a people person. People want to be happy in life. There's too many negative things in life to bring you down. So I just joined a new gym. And when I walked in, the four people who were behind the desk were like, you just came in with this like beam of light. And I was just like, well, why not? You know, like, I don't know any other way. So
yeah.
I love that people can still see that in the days that we're living in, because we do need to remember that, especially now because of where we are. So I thank you. And I think that I thank everyone who recognizes that and sees that in me and knows that that is the genuine person of what gets me up in the morning and allows me to keep on pressing on.
Yeah. Now, what makes you happy?
Making other people happy. And most importantly, that makes me happy.
Mm. You know, we did a show last Sunday called Live Fully Now. And we were talking about things that we want to just live for. What do you want to live for?
I want to live to be happy. I want to live to love the day before and know that if for some reason in this blessed life that I've lived, if it was taken away the next day, I'd be good. And I am. I'm good. You know, I've lived a very, very long, rich life with many hats. You know, I'm like, wow, this is my 20th year of DJing. Like, where the hell did the time go? You know, it's like, I've lived and done so many hats and I've done them all to a place where I said, you know what? Okay, next one. You know, I love that about myself and I love that it keeps me excited and I'm never mundane and just kind of like, you know, going through the motions. Like, I'm just not that chick.
Yeah. No, you're a diamond with many, many, many facets. But speaking of DJing, big part of your life, huge part of your life. And TBS is a fun night. What's happening with TBS?
Well, it's a once a month party that I do at Gilded Lily from 7 to 11. It's a classic disco party. TBS and Lino, and Lenish means throw black Sunday classics. Not throw back, but throw black, as in throw back. And it's a mixture from, it's usually classic disco, but it's really a toss salad of just like anything that it is that I do is going to be soulful, and it's like an extension of me.
Don't you just love a toss salad?
Yeah, don't you?
Who doesn't? But now let's talk about, you know, we have a lot of really great people listening from all over the world now. I mean, 9 years we're here, so we've reached the globe and all the corners. Pardon?
I said, and mazel to you, Bobola.
Thank you. But with that said, you know, I love bringing people on that inspire. I mean, that's really what Max and Friends has become. So what do you tell kids who are listening, who want to get into this DJ world? What is, from someone who has roots in it, what do you tell them?
Well, I say it's funny. With anything and everything that it is I do, from, you know, philanthropy to spinning, you know, because like, as you said, there are so many different hats that it is that I'll pull. I just say that whatever it is that speaks to you that you want to do, just be authentic and real with it. And also do your homework. I mean, you know, I that's the one disconnect I find from today's kids, is they want it yesterday. You know, you got to be able to
do
your time and just let it speak to you. And also just find out where you're coming from to know where you're going. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you came from. You also have a device in your hand that makes you sometimes very socially inadequate to be sociable with other people that we didn't have back in the day. We came from the school of touch, feel, smell. You guys have this device.
Scratch and sniff.
Oh my God, forget about it if we had this back then. But we may do, and look how fierce we are. I want to say to you people, try having this career for 30 years, honey, without the internet.
Yeah.
And then now be a part of it and still manage to still be on your game and still be excited about what you do. So find out, do your homework, speak to your elders. Don't shun people off and think that it's all about you and people who are your age. Honey, I was so multifaceted when I was whatever age I was, and I still am. Like, I never feel like I'm done, and you should never feel like you're done. Learn, speak to people, look at them in their eyes. Smell their adventures and their history. It enriches you much more than
an Instagram.
Yeah.
Call a thing a thing. Well, I've done my homework on your show in the Dollhouse with Lena, and there's a fun segment you have called Asian Fortune Cookie Kiki.
Yes.
So let's tease Asian Fortune Cookie Kiki. Where did that come from?
Oh, honey, it's an old school throwback from those old paper thingy doos that we used to play back in the day. And we would write nasty things in them, which also was in the dollhouse because she's a nasty bitch. and we just have them in our purse and we pull them out with a nice icebreaker to, you know, when you meet a guy or you meet a girl and you're like, oh, I want to find out if they're like this, and that. So
one of the questions is, and I'm going to ask you, have you ever had sex on the first date?
Ooh, I didn't know I was getting skewered, honey. Well, as I have been in a relationship with a very amazing man, Claudio Albano, for the last 3 years, honey, listen, you got to go through life, honey, as I say, touch, feeling, and smelling. And there was a particular moment in time where I had to dip it down low, honey, and make certain that I was able to look back and say, I did it. And I did. Everybody should have that moment. You should never feel like you can't live. And anyone who's pointing the finger or drawing a conclusion on you really isn't living their life. So,
well, you know what I love? The saying, when you point one finger, three are pointing back.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but you know, Grandma Letty, my grandmother, always told me, never regret what you've done in life. Regret what you haven't done.
Yeah.
Right?
And I got to say, from this moment right here where I'm sitting, I've done a lot of wonderful things and I feel very blessed.
Well, you know, your little Asian fortune cookie Kiki has inspired me to do a little segment here called This or That. So I'm going to give you round-offs of This or That.
I love that.
All right. So This or That. You ready, Lena?
Uh-huh. So I say This or That?
No, I'm going to give you two things that you're going to say which one you prefer.
Oh, okay.
All right. Feet or hands?
I'm sorry?
Feet or hands?
Feet trick.
Silk or cashmere?
Those are good. Oh, that's hard because I do like the silk for the hair, but I do love a cashmere, honey, when I'm feeling frigid. Oh, can I do a little mixture of silkina and cashmere sheena?
Perfect. Barbara or Liza?
Barbara.
Heels or flats?
Heels.
Dogs or cats?
Ooh, honey. Oh, you're shady. Well, Max, you know I have a very special relationship with your two cats. Not Yorkie dogs.
Jordache or Lee?
Oh, well, it's ironic because I think you know this, but my middle name is Lee. And it's funny because I was a Jordache model back in the day. And, you know, a lot of people know that I do collect designer vintage jeans. So Jordache. But I am on a little more parsed with loving a little Lee these days. But no, Jordache.
Fleetwood Mac or Led Zeppelin?
Ah, I hate you. Oh, my God, that's so hard. Well, I love them both, but you know I'm a Zeppelin chick. Like, hands down. I mean, Robert Plant, if you're listening, honey, you could still get it, honey. Sorry, Claudio.
New York or L.A.?
Oh, well, born and raised in New York, but it's a different city. I got to say, I'm loving me some Hellasia, which I call L.A. My sister, Canda. Canda. Oh, like a panda. Canda. Oh, Katie. You're going to get me. My sister, Canda. Oh, my God. My sister, Canda. I don't know. I have a lot more friends from New York that are living there, and it's also a different life. I don't know. I'm a little partial to Hellasia right now.
Ooh. Sundays or Mondays?
Well, Sunday's TBS, sugar. And Monday's Cryptorium Monday, honey. Because if I'm doing TBS, honey, it's Cryptorium, so don't even reach out to me.
All right. DJ or TV host?
Right now, TV host.
So speaking of TV host, In the Dollhouse with Lena is a show, season 2, premiering January 12th. If you're tuning in and you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is DJ Lena Bradford. Lena Bradford,
hey.
To those who know. Her new show, In the Dollhouse with Lena, premieres January 12th. How do people find the show, Lena?
You can go on my YouTube station, sugar, In the Dollhouse with Lena.
In the Dollhouse with Lena. Who are some guests for season 2?
Well, let's see. Season 2, we have Dominique Jackson from the show Strut, from Whoopi Goldberg. We also have Whoopi Goldberg. We have Kelly Bensimone. We've got Lady Bunny. Oh, my God. So many good guests. My sister, Candace Kane. Sherry Vine, Mickey Boardman from Paper Magazine, Janet Mock, hairstyle extraordinaire Tranny Bear, so many great people.
Tune in.
I didn't even notice because the magical eight ball is what tells me, but I am foreseeing.
Well, let's talk about the magical eight ball because you got to keep it cute and put it on mute. What does that all mean?
Well, it's very I Dream a Genius, you know, like I said when I saw this in my head, you know, I'm such a kooky, campy girl, and you know, I come from a time of, like, you know, all those fun zany things, and I used to always love shaking the magical eight ball and just seeing what it was going to say. So, you know, with the power of editing, you know, I shake the magical eight ball and I'm like, keep it cute, put it on mute, who's going to be our guest today? And then They appear. Don't you love it?
I love it. Well, I love just the whole...
Not to cut you off, but I can't wait till the magical eight ball brings Maxina up in there.
How you loving? Let's do it. Let's do it. Next time I'm in New York. But you know what I love about the show is that it's like the perfect amount of time for the for the attention span of people today.
Well, you know, that's what I said, too, you know, so, you know, when and if she ever goes to a direction into another area, you know, because I'm very happy of where it is. And I did this for me and for the people who just, you know, appreciate laughter and fun and good time, you know, that, you know, if it does go in another direction and it does go to a network or whatever it does, I'm organic with my life. You know how I am. It will be, you know, whatever time it needs to be. But I felt like being on my YouTube station, it needs to be no longer than 10, maybe 15 minutes if we're stretching it. And it's such a great moment where it's hard to edit out great stuff. I think that that's in a perfect amount of time to get it in and get out.
Is that all? 15 minutes? Get it in and get out. The Jewish Girls theme song. Stick it in, pull it out, don't mess my hair up. So now, you know what I forgot to ask you? It's here on my sheet. I just got a reminder from This or That. I Dream of Jeannie or Green Acres.
Ooh. Oh, I Dream of Jeannie.
Now, if you could be any one of those characters from the 70s on TV, who would you play?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Because there's so many good ones.
Yeah, there really is.
One
TV show. Maybe Bewitched.
And who would you be?
Oh, I would be Serena.
Oh. Well, that was easy.
Ruby, one, honey, getting in the looks were over, honey.
So now, what is it that you want people to
that
right? Well, what is it that you want people to take from In the Dollhouse with Lena?
Well, you know, listen, you know, and people who know me and you know this, I don't have any labels. You know, mm-hmm. When you meet me, I'm just Lena. I don't like a label slapped on me unless I'm wearing it as a garment. You know, because I find that labels for me personally are for people who need to ask you, like, what do you do or how old you are. Take the time to get to know somebody. Mm. Find my essence. Get my essence of who I am. It's for people who need that instant gratification. I'm not one of those people. I like the air and the song and the dance of getting to know someone. And, you know, many years later, I'm still learning wonderful things about Maxetta. And I love that. I don't need to know everything up front.
At
I'm
once.
Not an impatient person. I'm
right.
a very patient person. So that being said, people who come to the Dollhouse, I don't want it to be just for one person or the other. It's for everyone. It's for literally, at the end of the day, if you want to laugh and you want to have a good time, you want to learn things, come to my show. It's a good time.
It is a good time. But everything you do is a good time. You really have that energy where whenever anyone is around you, a good time is naturally had. You know, and
well,
we've been
you.
To a lot
I
of things
life.
Together. You do. And I feel that. And when I'm with you, that's why I enjoy being around you so much. And when
I
you're like,
you, too, honey.
You know, I'm in New York when I'm in New York and I get a text message from you and you're like, do you want to go to this? I'm like, you know what? I'm so grateful that Lena wants to hang out because I just love being in your space. It feels good. It feels good.
Right back to you. And I appreciate that. That means a lot to me coming from you. Because you know I have very high regards for you.
And I for you.
Mama like... Gina did a good job raising you, honey. And let's talk about the fierce lineage, honey, of Dominicos, honey.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I got to thank you for that gift. Seriously. Like, knowing about the legendary.
The Delmonico's, the
place
one and only.
Of where fine dining came to be in American history is. Your family. That's amazing. And I love learning. Again, this is not something I needed to know about you for all the years that we've known each other. I just learned that this past year. Like,
did you really?
Amazing. And that's what life should be about.
Wait, you that just this year?
I never knew.
That's wild.
I'm a baby. That's what's so beautiful about not rushing and
yeah.
being patient.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing, Max. And honestly, and that's when you grow to have a real serious love for somebody and real appreciation where I say you're in my life to the end. Like, you are family
and
to
beyond
me, aside from being a friend.
There is no end for the soul. There's neither birth nor death. It is eternal, everlasting. We're going to be
That's
together,
the truth, Ruth.
Right? Ooh, could you imagine what we did in our past lives together?
And who's Ruth?
Babe Ruth. Ooh, I just want
oh,
one.
Ooh. I could go for a Brave Root, honey.
But you
frozen
know,
in the freezer, honey, with some ice cream. Ew.
Yes, some Charleston chews. But what I love oh, about
see, now,
you.
If y'all don't know, honey, Max said it is hateful when it comes time to food. Every time I'm on a diet, he's always talking about food.
Well, I was just going to bring up food, and I'm glad that you brought up fine dining because you and I could get our munch on for real.
Yes, we can.
So speaking of food, what's your favorite fast food?
Oh, God.
Popeyes.
I am not going to be racist and say that. I'm going to say Wendy's. I do love me some Wendy's, though. I do, but I love me some Charles Jr. when I'm in Malaysia. I don't know. I mean, it's not something that I have all the time, but I do love me a taco, too. Oh, my God, I love food. Oh, God damn it.
All right, if you could have anything right now, what would it be?
I just admitted it to the world. It's so rude.
Well, I've got that Oprah effect.
Yeah.
Tell me everything.
Rich child.
If you could have anything to eat right now, what would it be?
A taco.
With what?
with a cheeseburger on the side.
Oh, boy. If you're tuning
some bacon with chicken.
You better get it. And some of those popcorn shrimp from Popeyes.
Oh, and then could you do me a favor and let out the whole back of my dress?
You better show up wearing sweatpants.
Oh, honey, bunches Ooh. Of oats. I can't.
Oh, you made me hungry. Well, if you're tuning in right Ooh. Now, you're listening to DJ Lena Bradford, my friend Lena Bradford. We're
I
talking about
you.
Food, life, and her show In the Dollhouse. With Lena that you can go get on the YouTube channel. January 12th, season 2 starts. It's going to be a great season with a lot of really great people. It's inspirational. It's fun. And you'll learn a few things here or there along the way. But that's what I love having you here tonight because I'm learning things too. And that's why I love the if games or this or that. because they're fun.
Yeah.
Like your Asian fortune cookie Kiki. Of your Asian fortune cookie Kiki, what has been the most shocking answer you've received so far?
There's been some good ones. I just love the fact that everybody gets into my sickness. You know what I mean? Like, and like I said, you know, when you're coming from a place of no malice and just fun and goodness, like, it's great to see, like, you know, just people who you normally have like a quote unquote serious air about them. Like, for me, like, two people that come straight to mind, like, Janet Mock, who is an amazing author, as we know, and Beth Ann Hardison, like, legendary supermodel and activist. I mean, it's great to see me bring out the goofiness and funniness and to see them play these games with me. You know what I mean? So I just love that I have that comfortability that people can really let their hair down and, like, you know, just go for it and have fun. And, like, that's awesome. That's what it's about.
That's what it's about. Now tell us how In the Dollhouse with Lena airs. How do we catch it?
Yeah, of course. You go to my YouTube station, In the Dollhouse with Lena or Lena Bradford, you can find me. And also on my Instagram and Facebook. What happens is that season two will launch next Thursday, the 12th, and a new episode is every Thursday. And there's 9 episodes in season two, so you can catch up on season one and watch the first 8 episodes.
Isn't that fun? You could binge watch In the Dollhouse with Lena now before January 12th so you can catch up on everyone else. Catch up in mustard.
Bam, and then get quizzed.
Right, and we're going to quiz you. But what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
You can go to my website, or which is, what is it, what, Max?
DJLena.com.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I need some of that ginkgo biloba sugar and some boniva, but that's a whole other issue. Or you can go to, what are my Instagram handles? Oh, my God. See, this is what happens when you've got a lot of people working for you, honey. You don't have to remember those things.
You start forgetting.
Lena or Lena Bradford and all that stuff, yeah.
And all that jazz. It's the Lena Bradford on Instagram. And In the Dollhouse with Lena also on Instagram. You can follow her there. It's fun to follow you there.
Thank you for helping Grandma out.
Oh, listen, that's what I'm here for, to promo everything you do, because I love you.
Can you get me a Jazzy and a Walker too, sugar?
Your Jazzy is already being bedazzled. For years now. It's taking a long time to bedazzle that motherfucker. Oh my God, that's from back in the Florida when we did that event for Unicorn Children's Foundation.
Yes.
We're going to get you that Jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So In the Dollhouse with Lena, everyone, January 12th, which is this coming Thursday. What time does it, like, what time do you break the silence?
I think it's like around noon.
Around noon. All right.
Yeah, around noon is when
Who's on your first episode of your second season?
Well, I don't know if I should tell you. I would have to consult with the Magic 8-Ball.
Ooh, Magic 8-Ball. Keep it cute and put it on mute.
Yeah, put it on mute. But listen, I will say, if you go on to my YouTube station, you can see the trailer for season 2, and there might be a hint. I don't know.
Okay. There might be a hint. Oh, my gosh, Lena. I love that we were like, oh, we're going to have you on for 20 minutes.
Oh
here we
God,
are for 40.
This is so much fun. You know us, honey. You and I can gab, honey. We got the gift of gab.
We do. But, you know, I'm looking right now at your Instagram page, the Lena Bradford. Uh-huh. And I love how you, whenever you get in front of a camera, it's just a different personality each time. So how do you come up with such creative style that you possess?
I think it's playing with Barbies. Because, you know, like when I was out at the beach, you know, I would always post a visual of me at the Oasis, my friend Joe and Doug's house, before doing for Lena, the party that I used to do. So I would always post the looks, and they were always different from Thursday to Sunday when the parties that it is that I do, and each party was completely different. Mm-hmm. And obviously a whole visual went along with that. So Thursdays was Rewind Thursday, and it was a very retro 80s look. And then Friday was called Lena's Lounge, which would be always more of a classic couture look. And then Saturdays was Go Big or Go Home, which was always very more avant-garde, like editorial. And then Sunday, of course, TBS, Throwback Sunday Classic, which would always have more of a disco essence, ethnic vibe to it. So for me, every time, you know, obviously we're taping In the Dollhouse, we shoot, you know, 8 episodes, and we split them up between 2 days. So I shoot anywhere from 4 to 6 episodes a day, and then the remainder the following day. So, you know, it's all doing all of those looks in one day, you know, mm-hmm. from hair to makeup change to outfits, you know. So I love being creative, and that all comes from playing with Barbies throughout the years. I've just had like this overabundance of creativity in my head. And, you know, anyone can obviously look at a fashion magazine and be like, okay, I want to depict this. The 10 years that I was out at that beach, and this is also throughout my whole life, I haven't looked at a fashion magazine in probably over 15 years. I just haven't, you know, like I'll see a cover and I'm like, oh, cute. I just am inspired by my life and what comes from the sickness in my head or, you know, whatever. For me, it was always like, you know, especially being out at the beach, I would see a butterfly and the colors would make me think of something. And then I always start with a shoe and I work my way up. So I love the fact that I don't rely on things to make my creativity happen. You know, like I've got that in my head, and I love that good living has made me be that person that keeps me on my toes and continues to keep me striving and staying on point.
And that's just your style.
Oh, fresh.
Work. But you know, I'm looking at a picture here of you on Instagram, and you're like in this really groovy room with this like big, like grayish white curly wig and some white, like a fox or feathers or something. What? And it says that it's in Florida, and there's.
Oh my God.
Y'all are going to have to go to the Lena Bradford on Instagram to find out what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm coming to bed with Mac
Tata. Oh my God. I love when you come over to the house, because when every time you're there, it's just too much fun.
No, I too only much fun. Stay with you when I go to Florida, honey.
Oh
and
my
I don't care
gosh.
If I've got something on South Beach. I like to stay at your home at an undisclosed location. A little off the beach, which is always nice. And I get to see Salt and Pepper Sheena, obviously, and Gina Tay.
And the kitties. They love you.
Yeah. No, the massager. I go for the massager.
Oh, well, all right. So now we got to break that story out.
That's another show, honey. That's another show.
That's a whole other show. But for all of you who want to know, there is this foot massager from Home Medics or something.
Life, honey. Ooh. Oh,
I can't with that. It looks like E.T. All right.
It really does. It makes me phone home every time.
Listen, you know what? I was thinking when you were – I literally went on a journey with you when you were explaining your style and how you dress and everything. So if you were to be on the cover of Vogue tomorrow and you knew you had to dress, what would you be in?
Well, for me, it's all – you know me. I'm organic with everything that it is mm-hmm. that I do. I don't ever have a speech. I don't ever – like I don't have a playlist when I spin. You know, it's always the moment that speaks to me at that time.
And in this time right now, what would you wear?
I'm sorry?
What would you wear right now in this time?
Right now, if I had to go to shoot for Italian Vogue, because
yes.
American Vogue, I would never. sorry, Anna, love your hair. Hope you win, but no. Italy, honey, is where it's at. That's Italy. I would think that maybe right at this particular moment, it would definitely be something ethnic-y, tribal, mixed with alt couture, mixed with something 70s. Yeah, it would be an infusion of the three.
An infusion of the three.
And you know me, I'm very creative with my looks. I like to really just like reach in and like also go with just culture that speaks to me. And I think that those that master mix would be where I would be.
The master mix. Well, that is the title of your book, The Master Mix.
Okay, one of them.
Yes, the master mix. But you know, we've got to wrap this show up. So before we do that,
is it that time?
Can you believe it's like you're on a full show? We were supposed to do half a show, but I'm like, no, keep her on. I'm typing away. Keep her on.
Thank you, sound engineer. You're so sweet, sugar.
So here's the deal. Before we wrap the show up, the gospel according to Lena. What do you want people to take with them from today into this week to live a more productive, happier life with love? What do you want people to give us some inspiration from the Lena Dictionary of Life?
Blessings, love, and light.
So simple.
That's how it is, because it should never be overdrawn or too much, because you know what? Simplicity is always the way to be throughout life.
I love
don't overthink it.
Don't. I love you for being here with me, Lena Bradford.
Baby, I love you for being in my life, and I thank you so much just for what you contribute to our friendship and also to just people who don't have the ability to do things. Like, you're such a giving person, and it's wonderful for me to always to meet people in life, regardless of where they come from, a life of privilege, whatever, to give back. It is most important, and it doesn't matter if you got $2 in your pocket, honey. Mm-hmm. give back in any way. And it doesn't necessarily have to be of a financial aspect.
Give back.
Think to somebody. Look at them in their eyes. Say hi. Give back in some capacity. Baby, it costs nothing, but it gives everything.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, Lena Bradford, please don't go.
Never.
Well, I thank you all for tuning in. Please don't go. We're not going just yet.
Don't
I thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends here tonight on LA Talk Radio. Listen, you can go to latalkradio.com and you can get almost 9 years of archives there from my show, Max and Friends. Also, I encourage you to get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. You can push a button and take me to bed with you every Sunday night. Also, yes, and we're talking tonight about a really good show that you all have to see with my guest and my friend Lena Bradford, In the Dollhouse with Lena, which airs on YouTube January 12th. It's on her YouTube channel there. Go get it. There's an amazing lineup of guests, 9 episodes, but you could binge watch season one right now. So go to YouTube.com and you could find In the Dollhouse with Lena season one of some good guests. And of course, that crazy Asian fortune cookie Kiki. And that magical eight ball. You never know what's going to happen on In the Dollhouse with Lena.
No,
Lena Bradford.
I'm scared.
Well, I do. I love you for joining us here tonight on Max and Friends. And season three, you're going to have to come back. But come back anytime you want, please.
Baby, Max, this has been absolutely everything. Thank you. And again, mazel, mazel, mazel on 9 years, honey, of just being what it is that you do, honey. Bringing people together and making it lovely. You really are such a gift.
Thank you. And you're the gift too. And we're the gifts that keep on giving. And that's what it's all about, is living fully now. I encourage you all to do that in 2017. Love one another, people, and live fully now. All right. So be present, consciously create, daydream, never stop daydreaming, because daydreams come true. It's a fact. I know it to be true. Don't they come true, Lena?
Amen. I'm right here talking to you, honey, from it.
All right. Well, I love your daydreaming. And listen, y'all, tune in to Max and Friends every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Find me on Twitter at Max Tucci. On Instagram, not so much. Go to Twitter. Find me there. And other than that, I love you all for tuning in. I have to say good night and good karma and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Good night.